We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text. Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from Stream Globe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward Stream Globe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled, I Am There in the Midst of Them. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. I have just read from the King James Version. Deola prayed and fasted about an issue that was troubling her, but she knew she had not prayed through because there was still fear and anxiety in her heart concerning the issue. During the Sunday worship service, the pastor cut short his sermon and gave people an opportunity to pray for a long time. As soon as Deola started praying, she knew that her prayers this time were penetrating the heavens. By the time she had prayed in church for 20 minutes, cumulatively, she knew she had prayed through. Her heart was now full of faith concerning the issue she was praying about. She saw the visible signs of answered prayer the next day. Jesus never breaks his word. If he has said he would be in the midst of people gathered in his name, you can be sure he will keep his word. The problem usually is that we do not know how to access and take advantage of his presence that is in our midst when we gather in his name. One of the ways to easily access his presence and power is through heartfelt worship and prayers. Your prayer is more powerful if you pray when gathered with God's people in Christ's name, because Christ is there in your midst. There is an intensity of Christ's presence that is available when people gather together in his name. This intensity may not always be available when you are praying alone. Go into today deciding to always take advantage of the greater intensity of Christ's presence brought by the gathering of his people in his name. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, it is only those that have given their lives to Christ that are his people. They are the only ones that can be gathered in his name. If you want to be among the number of those who are Christ's people, who can bring his presence, then take out some time and pray. Ask God to forgive your sins and ask the Lord Jesus to receive you as the ruler and savior of your life. After you've prayed this prayer in faith, you can visit streamglobe.org and click on the menu link there that says, Are You Saved? You will find resources that will help you properly give your life to Christ and grow in the faith. You can also contact any of the administration of our verified Stream Globe WhatsApp groups to receive counseling and guidance on how to walk with God. The audio for today's yearly Bible reading plan comes up next. This Bible reading plan is continuous, so if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. We shall be taking our Bible reading from the book of Zephaniah.
The book of Zephaniah. The word of the Lord that came to Zephaniah, son of Cushai, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, during the reign of Josiah, son of Ammon, king of Judah.
I will sweep away everything from the face of the earth,
declares the Lord.
I will sweep away both people and animals. I will sweep away the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea, and the idols that cause the wicked to stumble, when I destroy all people on the face of the earth,
declares the Lord.
I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all who live in Jerusalem. I will destroy every remnant of Baal worship in this place, every remembrance of the idolatrous priests, those who bow down on the roofs to worship the starry host, those who bow down and swear by the Lord, and who also swear by Molech, those who turn back from following the Lord and neither seek the Lord nor inquire of him.
Be silent before the sovereign Lord, for the day of the Lord is near. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has consecrated those he has invited.
On the day of the Lord's sacrifice, I will punish the officials and the king's sons and all those clad in foreign clothes. On that day, I will punish all who avoid stepping on the threshold, who fill the temple of their gods with violence and deceit. On that day,
declares the Lord,
a cry will go up from the fish gate, wailing from the new quarter, and a loud crash from the eels. Wail, you who live in the market district. All your merchants will be wiped out. All who trade with silver will be destroyed. At that time, I will search Jerusalem with lamps and punish those who are complacent, who are like wine, left on its dregs, who think,
the Lord will do nothing, either good or bad.
Their wealth will be plundered, their houses demolished. Though they build houses, they will not live in them. Though they plant vineyards, they will not drink the wine.
The great day of the Lord is near. Near and coming quickly. The cry on the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty warrior shouts his battle cry. That day will be a day of wrath. A day of distress and anguish. A day of trouble and ruin. A day of darkness and gloom. A day of clouds and blackness. A day of trumpet and battle cry. Against the fortified cities and against the corner towers.
I will bring such distress on all people that they will grope about like those who are blind because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood will be poured out like dust and their entrails like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to save them on the day of the Lord's wrath.
In the fire of his jealousy, the whole earth will be consumed, for he will make a sudden end of all who live on the earth. Gather together. Gather yourselves together, you shameful nation, before the decree takes effect and that day passes like wind-blown chaff. Before the Lord's fierce anger comes upon you, before the day of the Lord's wrath comes upon you. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land. You who do what he commands, seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger. Gaza will be abandoned, and Ashkelon left in ruins. At midday, Ashdod will be emptied and Ekron uprooted. Woe to you who live by the sea, you Kerethite people. The word of the Lord is against you, Canaan, land of the Philistines, he says.
I will destroy you. And none will be left.
The land by the sea will become pastures, having wells for shepherds and pens for flocks. That land will belong to the remnant of the house of Judah. There they will find pasture. In the evening, they will lie down in the houses of Ashkelon. The Lord their God will care for them. He will restore their fortunes.
I have heard the insults of Moab and the taunts of the Ammonites who insulted my people and made threats against their land. Therefore, as surely as I live,
declares the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel,
surely Moab will become like Sodom, the Ammonites like Gomorrah, a place of weeds and salt pits, a wasteland forever. The remnant of my people will plunder them. The survivors of my nation will inherit their land.
This is what they will get in return for their pride, for insulting and mocking the people of the Lord Almighty. The Lord will be awesome to them when he destroys all the gods of the earth. Distant nations will bow down to him, all of them in their own lands.
You Cushites too will be slain by my sword.
He will stretch out his hand against the north and destroy Assyria, leaving Nineveh utterly desolate and dry as the desert. Flocks and herds will lie down there, creatures of every kind. The desert owl and the screech owl will roost on her columns. Their hooting will echo through the windows. Rubble will fill the doorways. The beams of cedar will be exposed. This is the city of revelry that lived in safety, she said to herself.
I am the one, and there is none besides me.
What a ruin she has become. A lair for wild beasts. All who pass by her scoff and shake their fists. Woe to the city of oppressors, rebellious and defiled. She obeys no one. She accepts no correction. She does not trust in the Lord. She does not draw near to her God. Her officials within her are roaring lions. Her rulers are evening wolves who leave nothing for the morning. Her prophets are unprincipled. They cannot be trusted. Her priests profane the sanctuary and do violence to the law. The Lord within her is righteous. He does no wrong. Morning by morning, he dispenses his justice, and every new day he does not fail. Yet, the unrighteous know no shame.
I have destroyed nations. Their strongholds are demolished. I have left their streets deserted with no one passing through. Their cities are laid waste. They are deserted and empty. Of Jerusalem, I thought, surely you will fear me and accept correction. Then her place of refuge would not be destroyed, nor all my punishments come upon her. But they were still eager to act corruptly in all they did. Therefore, wait for me,
declares the Lord.
For the day I will stand up to testify. I have decided to assemble the nations, to gather the kingdoms, and to pour out my wrath on them, all my fierce anger. The whole world will be consumed by the fire of my jealous anger. Then I will purify the lips of the peoples, that all of them may call on the name of the Lord and serve him shoulder to shoulder. From beyond the rivers of Cush, my worshippers, my scattered people, will bring me offerings. On that day, you, Jerusalem, will not be put to shame for all the wrongs you have done to me, because I will remove from you those who revel in your glory. Never again will you be haughty on my holy hill, but I will leave within you the meek and humble. The remnant of Israel will trust in the name of the Lord. They will do no wrong. They will tell no lies. A deceitful tongue will not be found in their mouths. They will eat and lie down, and no one will make them afraid.
Sing, daughter Zion. Shout aloud, Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On that day, they will say to Jerusalem,
do not fear, Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing.
I will remove from you all who mourn over the loss of your appointed festivals, which is a burden and reproach for you. At that time, I will deal with all who oppressed you. I will rescue the lame. I will gather the exiles. I will give them praise and honor in every land where they have suffered shame. At that time, I will gather you. At that time, I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your very eyes,
says the Lord.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.